that director, he made a short film called There's Something Strange About the Johnsons in 2011.
Hell yeah.
And it's
black.
It is black.
Oh, really?
They are black.
Oh, nice.
And what happens in the movie is there's a 14-year-old black kid, and he gets caught by his dad beating off.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dad's like, it's normal. Don't worry about it. And then the dad leaves the room, and like you see the picture the kid was jacking off to, and it's a shirtless picture of his dad.
Whoa! Oh, hell yeah. That's right up our alley.
That rules.
And then the kid starts raping his father.
What the fuck?
Holy shit. He's violently raping him for like 14 years.
What the hell?
14 years? Yeah, yeah.
So his dad cuts to like the son's older now, and he's getting married, and he's like hiding.
To a woman?
To a woman. And then he's like, you know, at the wedding, like pulling his dad into the garage and raping
fucking
him.
His dad,
just raping his father.
Wow, he sounds fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
He sounds like the coolest guy ever. Yeah. Yo, how his dad had? I mean, that's a lot, dude.
He wanted it.
He
yeah,
wanted
it's
it.
It's not
right?
rape, dude. He wanted
you
it.
You can't be getting raped by your son mm-hmm. and not put up a fight.
That's actually legally true.
Legally, yeah. You can't. You is know how spousal rape? We yeah. haven't got the sons.
It's
rape
one of
yet.
The old laws of English.
Yeah, legally,
if you only rape your own father before sundown. That's how you become a governor and a commonwealth.
Yep.
Is you're not allowed to eat ice cream while walking backwards after sunset. And if you rape your own father and he doesn't fight back, you're now the Duke.
That's wild.
The landed gentry.
That is a crazy idea for a short film.
Yeah, it's
damn,
great.
How does it end?
The dad dies.
The dad comes? Oh.
No, the dad is running out of the house because the dad's a writer, so he's written a manuscript explaining how his son's been raping him for
Jesus
years.
Jesus Christ.
What
a
the son
coward.
Catches him with the manuscript.
It is cowardly
to write it in a book.
Well, that's, the son has some like monologue. He's like, you can't understand that like this is love, and sometimes that's scary, but there's a difference between being scared and being a coward. And he's like, you've been fighting this since it started. He's like, but he's like, yeah, it may be rough at times, but it's because I love you so much and you love me
this
or whatever.
Is wild.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like,
whoa.
Just mind fucking the dad. Yeah, it's about his son. He just rapes his father
in every
it's
way.
His son, so yeah, he doesn't yeah, know how yeah. to feel. And the dad like runs out of the house crying with the manuscript and gets hit by a van and dies.
Damn, that guy took a series of L's in his
yeah.
life.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Talk about taking an L.
Yeah. No, I loved it, dude.
Yeah,
that's
it
actually
good,
the last
actually.
Line of the movie.
Yeah. And then the son fucks his corpse.
Yeah.
Is the son gay in any other way, or just wants to
no,
fuck
his
dad? No,
he just rapes his dad.
Nice.
And then there's
it's
one
not
scene.
Gay.
There's one
it's
scene.
Not gay.
There's one scene.
Same
where,
DNA, bro.
Because like they he's still married to the mom, you know.
Whoa.
And so the mom is just like ignoring that this is going on.
Wild.
Yeah. And there's like one scene where the dad is in like the bathtub listening to like positive affirmation tapes on headphones because he like you know wants to kill himself
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the son decides to, like, stay at home. Like, the son was just visiting with his wife, and then he, like, intentionally breaks a dish and is like, I'm just going to clean up. Why don't you go home, and I'll be home a little bit late, you know?
Oh, no.
And then
the dad knows what's up.
Well, the dad doesn't know what's up. He's got headphones on, and he's, like, in the bathtub, and the son tries to come in the bathroom. He's like, you know how I feel about locked doors? And he's, like, trying to open the door, and
Jesus
he can't open
Christ.
It. And then the dad takes the headphones off, but it's too late. The son's already angry, and he kicks down the door. And then you just hear the son violently raping the dad.
God.
While the mom's like just hears him screaming in the other room and she's just like, you know, stone faced and turning the volume up on the TV while her husband's being raped.
Oh my
God. So what is this like a fucking allegory for or some shit?
It's an allegory for, I'll tell you,
our political
for
system.
Getting a new pair of underwear.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Guys, whatever kind of underwear you're wearing right now.
That movie about raping your father, it's an allegory
for buying a new pair of underwear at MacWeldon.com. Because
really?
Mack Weldon, they believe in smart design, premium fabrics,
yep.
and simple shopping.
Yep.
Wow.
You know, I think it's hard to love your father. Well, I got something easy for you. Going mm-hmm. to MacWeldon.com and enjoying the simple shopping experience that they provide.
Okay.
Easier than Amazon, easier than kicking down a door and raping your own father.
Now,
in a bathtub.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I think a problem when raping your father is that your dick would kind of smell bad.
It would,
and
smell
it would be
bad.
A bad experience.
Luckily,
for him.
They have a line of naturally antimicrobial
Whoa.
Silver underwear and shirts. This means they
wow
they're odor eating.
Wow.
So
that's
it takes
science.
The darkest parts of you and
yeah,
buries it deep down
perfect.
Inside where no one can see. Similar to how the father in that movie must have dealt with the fact that his son was raping him.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And you know what? Not only do they perform well, they look good too. And you can wear them anywhere, you know, at the gym, at work, at your therapist's office, dealing with the fact that Your son's been raping you for years? And tell you what, if you want to be like the dad in that movie, the cool dad in that movie who kept mm-hmm. his head level while mm-hmm. having to write a 300-page book.
And kept his mouth shut.
And kept yeah. his mouth shut. You go to MacWeldon.com and use promo code CUMTOWN. Mm-hmm. Use promo code CUMTOWN, folks. Get that discount.
Perfect. Thanks for explaining that to me.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, the movie was great. So is MacWeldon. Check him out. And we're back to...
Well, we're not back to anything.
We're not back to
regular.
Yeah,
that was just part of the episode.
That's exactly. Yeah, yeah. Thank you for that's answering my question about the allegory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
About what that movie was really about.
And that's why you don't skip the ads. Yeah.